Herzlich willkommen zur siebten Folge des Podcasts des Transregio-Sonderforschungsbereichs 179. Dieser Sonderforschungsbereich wird von der Deutschen Forschungsgemeinschaft gefördert und beschäftigt sich an den Standorten Heidelberg, Freiburg und München mit der Erforschung von Hepatitis-Virus-Infektionen. Today's episode will be in English and we'll be discussing the topic of therapeutic vaccination for chronic hepatitis B infection. Our guests today are two researchers from the Munich site, Anna Kosinska and Jinpeng Su. Welcome to both of you.
Good afternoon and thank you for the invitation.
Hello, so everyone.
You've been first and corresponding authors on a fantastic paper that was recently published in the Journal of Hepatology together with Ulla Protzer. And Anna, my first question goes to you. In order to get us all on the same page, could you quickly give us an idea what a therapeutic vaccine is and why you believe that this is a promising approach for hepatitis B virus infection?
So, well, it is estimated that more than 3% of the world population suffers from chronic hepatitis B. And even though we have an effective prophylactic vaccine on the market since 1980s, however, the available treatment options for chronic hepatitis B are at the moment mostly not curative, which means that the affected individuals are still at high risk of developing liver cirrhosis and liver cancer. So there is definitely a need for a better treatment options for these people. And we also know that chronic hepatitis B is associated with insufficient HBV-specific immunity. So the idea behind the therapeutic vaccination is to immunize chronic carriers and by that induce effector HBV-specific B and T cell responses, which would resolve chronic HBV infection in a similar fashion as happens during the acute self-limiting HBV infection. And this way, the therapeutic vaccination might actually offer a curative treatment option for chronic hepatitis B.
And so, thank you, Anna. This is really something that has been looked at before, right? And you now have a little bit of a different strategy in terms of how you approach this this vaccination. And Jinpeng, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what is different in your approach compared to the approaches that have been taken in the past.
Thank you for the question. So we have developed an approach named as CERVAC-B. It is a heterologous protein prime and viral vector boost vaccine strategy. In the past, so the main, many clinical trials were conducted based on the prophylactic hepatitis B vaccines. It is a single vaccine component. We have multiple vaccine components. So for this, for the prophylactic HBV vaccines can induce high levels of neutralizing antibodies in the healthy people, but doesn't have any antiviral effect in the chronic hepatitis B patients. But for our strategy, so we first priming with the protein together with the potent adjuvant can generate high levels of neutralizing antibodies, but also can efficiently prime the HBV-specific CD4. During the boost phase with the viral vector, it can further induce very strong CD8 T cells. As we know, the CD8 T cells are the main players for the HBV clearance. With our approach, so it can achieve the control or even cure for the infection.
Yeah, so that already, you already told us a little bit about the key findings. Anna, maybe you want to elaborate on this a little bit more. So if you had to boil it down to two or three things, what would you say are the key findings of your study?
So as Jinpeng mentioned, we believe that the effective therapeutic vaccine should simultaneously induce potent effector HBV-specific B and CD8 T cell responses. However, so far, it was not really clear which factors are crucial for the vaccination to be able to overcome HBV-specific B and CD8 T cell immune tolerance in the setting of persistent HBV infection. So in this paper, by using AV-HBV mouse model, we showed that one of the key determinants of successful vaccination is potent activation of CD4 T cell response during the priming phase of CERVAC-B. So when we depleted CD4 T cells during the CERVAC-B priming, we not only observe the loss of antibody response as could be kind of expected, but also the effector CD8 cell response, and completely we lost the antiviral effect of the vaccination, even though we boosted the mice with NVA vector, which we know is excellent booster of HBV-specific CD8 cell responses. So this, in simple words, means that the effective priming of CD4 T cell response with the help of an appropriate adjuvant actually lays the foundation for the NVA boost to induce potent CD8 T cell responses, and which then would eliminate the infected hepatocytes and achieve the control of persistent HBV infection in mice.
Okay, thank you. So using these two different strategies and combining them, Jinpeng, how do you think that this will impact vaccine development in the future? Is it sort of like the final step, or is there still room for improvement?
You talk about our funding on the impact, how impact other vaccine development.
Exactly, right? How this will impact the vaccine development in the future. Yes.
Yes, I think so. Over the last two decades, so a lot of researchers already make the efforts try to find one effective therapeutic hepatitis B vaccines, but so far no promising results come from the chronic B patients. It means it really highlighted the necessity to find what are the key determinants for the success of therapeutic vaccines. I think our findings can answer this question. So with our funding, so the researchers can more rationally design or improve their strategy. This will help the accelerate the process to get the curative treatment for the chronic hepatitis B patient. And also at last, we think our findings will also give some implications for the development of therapeutic vaccines against other diseases, for example, like cancer.
Okay, yeah, so that already takes me to the next question regarding translatability of your findings to humans. So this has all been studied in mice now. How do you think this will translate to patients suffering from chronic hepatitis B virus infection?
So that's a good question. So we need to mention, so our study mainly is based on the study in the mouse. So as the most common used laboratory animal, mouse is easy to handle and also can allow us to test different settings as you want. But as we know, we also need to know the immunological profile between the mice and human are different. So this we need to keep in mind. So what you get the promising result from mice is not necessary it will work as good as in humans. But in our study, we also try to compensate this weakness. So we also use the human derived cell culture system to do this. So with these two systems, we think we can get a more comprehensive picture for our findings.
Yeah, thank you, Jinpeng. And you already mentioned the immunology that is obviously a key factor in this whole system. And that, Anna, brings me to another question now. You have a patient suffering from chronic infection with some sort of immune dysfunction or T cell exhaustion, or however you would call it. What would you assume? Would your vaccine be as efficacious when it targets a previously exhausted or antigen experienced T cell in a patient that has been suffering from this disease for possibly decades? So, what would be your idea?
Well, yes, it is true that the mouse model cannot completely predict the situation in humans, but they still give us some valuable hints. We, of course, cannot infect the mice for a decade since they simply do not live so long. But if we take into consideration a lifespan of a mouse, we can try to mimic such a situation in mice using, for example, our model, so AAV-HBV model. So we already performed some preliminary experiments in which we expanded the time span between the infection and the vaccination. to over 3 months, so more like 4 months. And we indeed saw that if you infect mice for very long, that the vaccine shows lower efficacy when the mice are exposed longer to HBV. So we can assume or can imagine that both in mice and in humans, such a long exposure to HBV antigens not only induce adaptive immune tolerance, but also has to definitely negatively influence the innate immune system. So we think that probably the main obstacle in such a situation would be that the long infection results in lower responsiveness of the dendritic cells to the vaccine. And because of that, they probably cannot efficiently activate the CD4 T cells. And as we showed, this is the main population of cells which is responsible on inducing or help to induce excellent effector immune responses. So one thing what we can do to help was that in this paper, we also made a big effort to find appropriate adjuvant. And we used very complex adjuvants which can simultaneously trigger different signaling pathways. And this way we think that they can be more effective in chronic HBV carriers. But we are fairly sure, based on all our knowledge which we gained from mice, is that we probably cannot rely on those dysfunctional and scarce CD4 and CD8 T cells, which are circulating in chronically infected people. So we need to make the vaccine to induce new batch of CD4 T cells and new batch of CD8 T cells, which then can exhibit the function and the power actually to eliminate the chronic infection. So also, if you think a little bit about the, let's say, translation of this vaccine into people, if we think which chronically infected patients can be treated with therapeutic vaccine. So according to our data, the vaccine might not be sufficient for all group of patients, unfortunately. So we kind of have hints that chronic carriers with long-term infection or high titer infection will probably require additional immunotherapeutic strategies or some pretreatment strategies with antivirals or, for example, HBV-specific siRNAs. We believe that especially young patients with short-term duration of chronic infection and low HBV loads would probably be the ones who benefit the most from the therapeutic vaccination and hopefully will achieve the HBV cure.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that would be really fantastic if it would be an additional tool in the toolbox against this devastating chronic viral infection. And also from, as you just pointed out, from an immunological perspective, to really understand immunology a bit better and see if it activates new cells or if it reinvigorates the old ones. That's going to be really interesting to observe when you take this approach to the clinic. So thanks again, both of you. Congratulations again for a fantastic paper and a great contribution to viral hepatitis research, and hopefully something that will soon enter the clinic and give us an additional option to treat our patients. Thanks again, and see you soon, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.